Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. If there's anything that we should take away from Romans chapter 10, it would have to be that anyone who believes can be saved. If you follow along there in Romans chapter 10, at the beginning of that chapter, as we consider an overview of what Paul wrote, we find Paul who is praying for Israel's salvation. He saw that Israel was zealous without knowledge. They had works without faith, verses 2 and 3. Righteousness, which is a state of being right with God, cannot come from man himself. Man cannot provide that. Man cannot produce that in and of himself. Righteousness rather comes from Christ. It comes from God who is the source of it, but rather comes through Christ, verse 4. And since God is the source of righteousness, Paul mentions what Moses wrote in Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 5, where he said there that God is the source of righteousness. Then in verses 6 through 8 of Romans 10, we are told that knowing God, knowing what He requires of us, and doing His will is not found by searching high and low or trying to find Christ in heaven and to take Him from the depths of the earth. Rather, it is found in the gospel. It's found in the life, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. And that's what the gospel message is about, instructing us concerning these things in Christ. Moses himself predicted that as well. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 12 through 14, which Paul quotes. Then he says that reception of God's righteousness is conceived in the heart of the person who believes. Then that belief is confirmed by the mouth when one confesses Jesus as Lord. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. No distinction then, verse 13, prevents any person from receiving God's righteousness. For all who call on Him will be saved. Notice then very closely what Paul wrote in verses 14 and 15. He said that a sinner must call on the Lord to be saved. He said that one must believe in order to call upon that name. One must also hear in order to believe. And in order to hear, someone must be sent. Christians have been sent out by Christ, their Master, to preach and to teach, to proclaim the message, the good news to the lost. As that message is preached, there will be those who hear it with the intent of believing it. Coming to belief, they will call on the name of the Lord. And those who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Following this logic then, we would conclude just as Paul did, that Israel should have been saved. But Paul proves in verse 18 that Israel had heard the message. They had heard the good news. But there are those sad words in verse 16. The New King James Version, I believe, began with the word but. The New American Standard Bible begins with the word however. However, they did not all heed, that is, obey the gospel, the good news, Romans 10, verse 16. Why did Israel not believe? Why did Israel not obey the gospel? Isaiah is quoted as saying, "Lord, who has believed our report?" at the end of verse 16. Then Romans 10, verse 17. So then, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Why did Israel not obey? They did not believe. They simply did not believe. Obeying the gospel is a matter of believing the gospel and then acting upon that belief. The gospel has no power to save for those who do not believe it. Paul himself had stated earlier in this same letter to the Romans, chapter 1 and verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." He informed the Christians at Thessalonica, "We constantly thank God that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which also performs its work, watch it, in you who believe." 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. It is foolish to disbelieve or not to come to believe when the prophets of God told of things in the past that would happen and would come about so that people could believe them. And now those things have come true. The prophecies have been fulfilled so that we might believe God. The Scriptures prophesied that the Messiah would himself die and be raised again. He would die for our sins. He would be resurrected to grant us forgiveness. And indeed, Christ did. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And He was buried and He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. Still, many today do not obey the gospel. Why? Why do more people not obey the gospel? Well, the short answer is what Paul said in Romans chapter 10, verses 16 and 17. They do not believe. They do not believe in Christ. They do not believe in the gospel. Or they do not obey what they do believe. Why do people not obey the gospel? It's an unwillingness to believe and obey. The fact that few obey the gospel while many more do not is nothing new in the history of man. In the days of Noah, a righteous preacher, 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5, there was a simple message, a flood is coming. But only 8 souls were saved, brought safely through the water, as Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 20. At the time of Abraham, there were not 10 righteous people in a city called Sodom, Genesis chapter 18 and chapter 19. People openly, directly, and explicitly refused to walk in the path of God. Jeremiah reported such to the people that the Lord had said, "Stand by the ways and see and ask for the ancient paths." That is referring to the proper way to worship God. Where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16 records, "But they said, we will not walk." They wouldn't walk in the paths of God. And so God admonished His people for many years by His Spirit through the prophets, yet they would not listen. Therefore, God gave them into the hands of the peoples of the lands. Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 30. When we come to the New Testament, John the Baptizer comes on the scene and he begins preaching Christ and he begins preaching the way of salvation, and many rejected his preaching. Luke chapter 7 verse 30. Cities of people who watched Jesus and saw His miracles did not repent. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 20. Because they were unwilling. Matthew 23 verse 37. On the day of Pentecost, only 3,000 souls obeyed on that day. 3,000 souls certainly seem to be a lot until you consider the scores of hundreds of thousands of people who should have been in Jerusalem on that day for this major religious festival and feast. There's nothing new, or it is nothing new, for few to obey the gospel. Still today, we find that many people do not obey the gospel. Locate, if you will, Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7 and verses 13 and 14. Jesus had something very simple to say, yet very hard to live by at times. He said, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it." You see, it takes effort. It takes a willingness to obey. It takes great effort then to find the way of righteousness. It takes great effort to stay on the right path as well. And it takes great effort to enter through the small gate rather than the wide and broad. And so it is that many are unwilling, and thus they do not obey the gospel. Why do people not obey the gospel? A lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge. Ignorance keeps many people in sin. Paul himself concluded concerning his former living as a blasphemer, as a persecutor, and as a violent aggressor, that at that time he was acting in ignorance and unbelief. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13. Peter preached to a crowd in the temple, the religious of the people, in Acts chapter 3, because they had rejected Jesus. And he says in Acts 3 verse 17 that they had rejected him in ignorance. Many people do not know the truth because they have not heard the gospel message. And then there are those who have heard the gospel message but sadly choose to close their eyes to keep from learning. Jesus spoke of such people when he said about parables that he spoke in parables for two reasons. He revealed those two reasons in Matthew chapter 13. The first reason, the first goal of Jesus speaking in parables to the people was to reveal God's truth to the righteous, to people who wanted to do what was right. The second reason that he gave was to conceal God's truth from the unrighteous, from people who do not want to do what is right. The first goal was God's desire to help the righteous, while the second goal was in place because of man's desire to reject God. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 13 and verse number 15, "For the heart of this people has become dull. With their ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart and return to God," that is. And he said, "I would heal them." Where there is a lack of knowledge, we are willing to study together. Where there is an unwilling rejection, or a willful rejection, rather, of God and His teachings, we pray. We pray for open hearts and open minds. But why do people not obey the gospel? For some, it is the pleasure of sin. The pleasures of sin keep many from obeying the good news. Listen to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, beginning in verse number 24. "By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ," or the reproach for the sake of Christ, "greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward." Moses chose the ill treatment with the family of God over the passing pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach for the sake of Christ to be greater riches than the total wealth of all of Egypt. Why would a man give up the pleasures of this life? Why would a man give up the easiness of the luxuries of this life? For the same reason Moses did, looking to the reward of those things. Although there are rewards experienced in this life for one's obedience to the gospel, the ultimate reward for the obedient is still being looked toward. Heaven is the ultimate reward. Being in the presence of God eternally is the ultimate reward. Anyone who enjoys the pleasures of sin in this life will not receive eternal life. In fact, some are so deep into sin that they cannot get out of sin. 2 Peter chapter 2. "Since we do not experience the consequences of sin immediately in this life at this time, some continue to sin thinking there are no consequences. The wise man Solomon put it this way, because the sentence against evil deed is not executed quickly, therefore the hearts of the sons of men among them are given fully to do evil. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 11. Many people have sinned so much that they have a love for sin. They love sinning. Jesus said, "This is the judgment, that light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light so that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought or carried out in God." John 3 verses 19 through 21. Sin does not want to be exposed. Yet sin draws intense feelings from the thought of getting caught. Until there is a change in heart, sinners will keep on being lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 4. Lovers of pleasure need to stop sinning before it becomes too late, before they get to the point at which they cannot return, because they are in love with sinning. Therefore, repent and return so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. Only God can help sinners change. But the desire to change begins with the sinner recognizing his sin, recognizing his need to change, and having a change of heart to become willing to allow God's gospel to affect his life. Turning to God is a must to receive help with sin. Why do people not obey the gospel? Because they are past feeling. Some people have gone on sinning until their hearts are hardened and their conscience is seared as with a hot iron. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2. The warning comes in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 7. Do not harden your hearts toward God, because it leads to a stronger rejection of God. Do not become hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13. Sin deceives, sin lies, sin entangles, sin numbs. And as a result, sin will cause a callous. It will cause the faithful child of God to fall away from the faith. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. Sin will cause a callous whereby there is the loss of feeling, and thereby shame is removed. The quicker a person can recognize sin, acknowledge that sin, and turn to God, the less likely the person is to become calloused by sin. But when one becomes calloused by sin, past feeling, the message no longer pricks them. Even though the message has deep penetrating ability, it still will not prick them to bring them to obedience, because they reject it. Listen to those who are warning you about sin. They only want to help. Why do people not obey the gospel? The praise of men. John chapter 12 and verse 42 acknowledges that many, even of the religious rulers, believed in Jesus. Here again, we would conclude that a person who believes in Jesus would be a person who would obey Him. But John chapter 12 and verse 43 says, "But because of the Pharisees, they were not confessing Him for the fear that they would be put out of the synagogue." The Jewish religious leaders believed Jesus was the Messiah they long awaited. They believed Jesus was the Messiah who was to save the world. They believed He was the one they were looking for. Yet they would not obey. because they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. Give up the praise of men. It's fleeting and passing. You'll need another praise somewhere down the road. Greater praise is available from God. Greater praise comes from Him. Why do people not obey the gospel? A lack of conviction. Some people are waiting for a convenient season. Acts chapter 24 and verse number 25 tells about a man named Felix who was lacking in his conviction, so he did not obey. Obedience is not a matter of convenience. For one who gives his life to Christ, one who gives his life to God, must obey God even if it cost him his life. Luke chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. The unrighteous will forever be punished in hell after the judgment. The punishment, though, can be avoided by obedience to the gospel. So be convicted of the message of the gospel that judgment is coming. Punishment will indeed be given to the unrighteous. Be convicted and believe that eternal life rests upon your decision to obey the gospel. Then be motivated by it to obey. Why do people not obey the gospel? For some, it is a relationship. Many are unwilling to leave their kin and friends to obey the gospel. But the death of Christ on the cross was given to save us from the wrath of God. The gospel message divides families, setting unbelievers against the believers, as Jesus told in Luke chapter 12, verses 51 through 53. We're left then with a choice. Obey the gospel, avoid the wrath of God, and allow family time to get over their hurt feelings. Or obey the family, receive the wrath of God, and allow the family to suffer together eternally in hell. Choose whom you will serve. When choosing God, you must recognize that there is still an opportunity to take your kin and friends with you by teaching them to be disciples, teaching them the same gospel that you have obeyed. Allow them to know the truth by what you teach them so that they have the same opportunity to obey. Since we must all choose the wrath which we will suffer, choose to suffer for what you believe rather than what your kin and friends believe. Why do people not obey the gospel? Some are wanting more proof. The wicked always want something else, something more than what they have to convince them to do what is right. The rich man in Luke chapter 16 was like this. After he died, he found himself experiencing punishment just as the scriptures teach. From there, he wanted Abraham to send Lazarus from the dead to his father's house because he had five brothers who needed to be convinced to obey the gospel. He desired that his brothers be warned so that they would not come to the place of torment which he was at. But notice Abraham's words in Luke chapter 16, verse 29. Abraham said to him, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." You see, the Old Testament writings were theirs for their learning so that they could develop faith and that by that faith they could believe and their belief lead them to action, which would cause them to come to Christ. But it was not enough. It wasn't enough for the rich man, and so he found himself in torment. He found himself in punishment. So he said to Abraham, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." It takes more than Moses and the prophets, he thought. But Abraham said to him, verse 31, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, They will not be persuaded even if someone rises from the dead. As Jeff spoke just last week from Luke chapter 11, the crowds of people who were listening to Jesus were seeking a sign. They had all that they needed in Jonah, the queen of the south, and the men of Nineveh, but they wanted something more to convince them. Through these examples, Jesus showed that there is clear understanding of the need to repent, the need to be determined and committed to seeking God, a need to turn away from darkness to the divine light. Luke chapter 11, verses 29 through 36. Jesus is more than enough to convince a person who wants to do what is right of what God's will is. Those who want a sign or someone from the dead to come back to convince them to obey God and to obey the gospel will never obey. They will not obey because there is nothing that will ever be enough. More proof is not needed. More action toward obedience, more action toward obeying the will of God is needed. The gospel message about Christ's death, His burial, and His resurrection is all that we need to believe. When we hear that message and believe that message, then we can obey it. When God's message is preached, honest hearts do believe it. Believing hearts call on the name of the Lord. And the hearts of those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Anyone who believes can be saved at any time. When the gospel is taught, it is an expedient time for believers, or for people rather, to believe and to obey. So we call upon you today to believe the gospel message. Believe that God gave His Son as a sacrifice so that your sins could be forgiven, and that death could not hold Him, for God raised Him from the dead. Is proof of our own resurrection. He raised Him so that we could have forgiveness of sins, the sin which separates us from God. Obey God by turning away from that sin and turning to God for righteousness. Turn to Christ, in whom God's righteousness is found, Romans 10 and verse 4. Confess with the mouth that Jesus is Lord. Obey the gospel by calling on the name of the Lord for salvation, by being baptized to wash away your sins, Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. The result will be righteousness and salvation. Christians can become unwilling to believe and obey. Christians can digress in their knowledge, become lovers of pleasure. They can become past feeling. Christians can love the praise of men. Christians can become weakened in their conviction. Christians can be pulled away by a relationship. Or they can seek more proof rather than accept the proof that has been given. So Christians are not exempt from obeying the gospel as well. Wayward Christians need to obey the gospel. Repenting of their sins and praying for forgiveness from the Lord. Acts chapter 8 and verse 22. Why do people not obey the gospel? There are many reasons, but none more important than the reason that's keeping you from obeying the gospel. Please hear the message of Christ. Please obey the gospel. Obey Him now.